First Franklin Financial is now open in Millington, offering fixed-rate personal loans up to $15,000 with payment plans to fit any budget. Our same-day approval makes it easy to get your money fast. So the next time you need a personal loan, we're located on Wilkinsville Road in Millington, or visit us at 1ffc.com. All loan terms and APRs depend on meeting our underwriting and income criteria and may require collateral. Same-day approval and funding requires all requested documents by noon. First Franklin Financial Corporation, NMLS 141654. Georgia Residential Mortgage Licensee 5656. Not available in North Carolina.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. And John McTernan, co-founder of Cops for Christ International National, tell the FBI, give them, and not just the FBI, but the CIA and all the police officers out there, first of all, according to Proverbs chapter 24 and many other verses in Scripture, we not only have no obligation to recognize any legitimacy in the FBI, but we are strictly forbidden to recognize any legitimacy within the FBI because of what they've done. So give them the advice that you would have for them, John.
Well, Pastor Ernie, I've been thinking about it, and this is really tough because back when I was an agent, if something showed up that wasn't proper, and I never had to do that. I never had to do that. But you could stand, and we had some channels that you go through. You would have support maybe from politicians if things were real serious. That's all melted away now, Pastor Ernie. And I think the agents, and we're talking about the FBI, but there's, you know, other a lot of federal agencies now. You're becoming like a like in the SS in Germany, and I feel for you, but you can't sell your soul out to them. If you have to perjure yourself, if you have to lie to promote their agenda, you can't do it. You just simply cannot do it. No matter how much time you have invested in retirement and all, this will lead to no good. You must make a stand, either resign or publicly make a stand, but you cannot go along with this corruption of stealing America, breaking the rule of law, perjuring, lying. I mean, the FBI from day one with President Trump, all the way through his presidency, lies, lies, lies. The Russian hoax, lies. They lied before the federal to the FISA court. Lies from the FBI. Lies, lies, and more lies. Now look where it is. Lies about, and the Justice Department going hand in hand. Lies about the 2020 election. Trying to persecute anyone that's against the corrupt government now in Washington. You are becoming an agent of this evil. So you have to really think, out there in the FBI, and there's others, Homeland Security, all of you. You're being tools now to be used of evil, and it's going back to the New World Order. So my suggestion is, if you see this and it's operating, try to maybe get out. Go be, pray, seek God, ask him for a law enforcement that you can function in, that is still not corrupt, but you can't go along aiding and abetting the destruction of the United States of America with a junta now. And the FBI leadership is completely given over to evil. So is the Justice Department. And many other federal agencies, you just can't go along with it, period. All right, Pastor.
So if you were to, for the people out there, John, listening to us right now, many of them know FBI agents, and there's probably a number of FBI agents now listening to this program tonight. And would you suggest that the people that know FBI agents would tell them, look, you need to do the right thing. You need to do the right thing. Just like when we were in the military, we knew when we were given an unlawful order not to obey that unlawful order. We know we could get big trouble for not, but we were to not to obey the unlawful order. So would you suggest and to the FBI agents, look, what you really need to do is blow the whistle. You need to come clean with those those that are corrupt, people like Chris Ray and those others above you, you need to try to return the agency back to a time when there was some honor, some integrity, when people weren't ashamed to be an FBI agent, when they were there for the protection of the people, not against the people like they are today. So what has happened with the FBI, they have become the very same communist party that they once fought against to protect America. So would you encourage people to tell their friends in the FBI they need to repent, turn around, and blow the whistle upon those corrupt agents above them?
Pastor Ernie, this is something that only the conscience of the person there could do. I mean, again, back in the day, I retired in 1998. We had ways of, we had like a internal affairs that did a pretty good job, Pastor Ernie, back in the day. And there were outlets that you could get to, maybe media outlets, and that's all closed now. These agents are basically on their own. This is really serious, Pastor Ernie. This isn't like standing up and being a whistleblower, because they mightn't live. You know, in fact, let me pray. Let's pray for them, Pastor Ernie.
Go ahead, John.
This is just something that I don't think has ever existed in America. It's like Al Capone has took over Chicago. It's like Al Capone has moved his whole gang into Washington and top to bottom owns it. And Lord, there are many individuals that are in these agencies now. They know what's going on. They can see it. You know, they hear from retired agents, and they're talking, and they know what's going on. Lord, some of them are in real dangerous positions. I'm asking that you would bless all of these righteous agents. They're vexed, as the Bible calls it, in their souls about what they see. And at the same time, Lord, protect them and give them guidance in what to do. It just can't tell anyone what to do because of the times, Lord. The internal affairs in these places, they're all like corrupt, Lord. So please protect these agents. You work in them. You open doors for them. You give them, but we need their help. The public needs their help because they can't go along with what's going on coming directly from Washington to destroy America. And in Jesus' name I ask, amen.
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 Very good, thanks. All right, we're going to play the remainder of a clip. John, I want you to listen to this very cleverly. And then afterwards, it's the second part of a clip we played yesterday, do some commentary. And this has to do with both what's going on in Australia and here in America. Go ahead and take her away.
I was just talking last night on Instagram Live about Twitter, and it's going crazy with what I think are probably mostly bot accounts, but of course some people believe it, saying that the CDC deleted guidance that monkeypox could be spread through respiratory means. Now, I just saw a recent announcement from Rochelle Walensky saying that two cases have been detected in children through close contact. What,
yes,
how are
right.
children getting this when you keep telling us it's something that spreads from
sexual
gay
abuse.
Men gay men having sexual intercourse with gay men, or men having sexual intercourse right. with men, which is the same thing. Anyway, we won't get into that. How are children getting it?
The likelihood, and I've heard it from a variety of sources, is those kids were sexually abused. That's how. I mean, should we be shocked? You've got transvestites showing up in kindergarten in thongs. Why would we be surprised by such a thing?
I don't disagree with you, but the interesting thing, and this is why I brought it up, so I just shared something in Telegram just this morning about Russia, and they've actually directly stated that it was Lavrov, if I'm not mistaken, directly stated, accused the US DNC of intentionally creating, disseminating, and artificially fueling the spread of not only COVID, but also monkeypox, which is very interesting.
Yes.
Now, we've all been, you know, convinced that this is actually shingles from the injections or whatever, you know, reaction from the Pfizer vaccine. But according to these guys, I'll bring it up right now for the audience. According to these guys, this is it's a new biological update from Russia. My apologies, everyone. I've got to get it to fit on the screen for you all. New biological update from Russia. It's a new briefing from the Chief of Radiation, Chemical and Biological Defense Forces, General Igor Kirillov, sorry, not Lavrov, on military biological activities of the United States in the territory of Ukraine. Now, they've gone and taken blood samples from Ukrainian soldiers. In this, they've said that they've found traces of methamphetamine, and you said before Hitler did the same thing. Well, Hitler did this to his to his army as well. Now, they go on to talk about that, and then an intended side effect. Oh, sorry, is aggression. Sorry, I'm finding the part that I'm looking for. Okay, next we find perhaps the most explosive slide to date, in which Russia finally comes out and directly accuses the US of being responsible for the creation and release of COVID-19, and not only that, but also monkeypox. Now, it's very possible, and people talk about whether COVID exists or not, Todd. Okay, but what we know is that there are bio labs. They exist. Yep. We know that gain of function happened.
Right.
And what we know is that they've been collecting your genes. And by the way, Kirillov also warns against using, you know, things like 23andMe or all of those things. They've been collecting your genome so that they can then put this into their computer that, according to Dr. Ariana Love, already has 40,000 viruses preloaded by AI to just release it at any point, or 40,000 bioweapons. So what could very well have happened is, okay, yes, you have shingles from the Pfizer vaccines. As we know, monkeypox is appearing in countries that receive the Pfizer dose. You've got shingles from the Pfizer vaccine, or you've got the autoimmune blistering disease, as is listed on the Pfizer side effects that they tried to cover for 75 years.
Yeah, that's right.
But what they could have been doing this entire time was collecting your genome through the PCRs that you kept getting, even though you were vaccinated, injected, in order to further apply gain of function to monkeypox, or further modify this through artificial means. They are so much more advanced than we realize. We don't even know how far this has gone, Todd. This is what I'm concerned about.
Well, we have an idea, actually. You know, some of the experts we have in our 5G initiative have testified, and these are very knowledgeable people, that when they're three places to the right of the decimal point, they can individually affect people's genes and genomes remotely through the 5G networks. And you might remember Dr. Vliet actually said all of the symptomology of Marburg or practically any other disease can be recreated by radiation, by electromagnetic fields. So whether or not the pathogen was crop dusted, they certainly had the ability to do that, or whether it was transmitted like the 10,000 5G transmitters in Wuhan turned on Halloween night in 2019 is irrelevant. What is relevant is that they have demonstrated to us that they have an intention to kill us, 95% of us or more. It's a stated objective. They've got a lot of different ways to carry this out, and they've shown us that they've done it before. Look at the Tuskegee experiments, right? They don't ever tell you they're experimenting on you. They just do it, you know, and if they get caught, they might apologize if you survive it. So here we are. Even Obama said it all 2 weeks ago. This is the biggest experiment humankind has ever participated in. He's talking about the shots. That's what they're doing, right? And they, what is the consequence? If you look at, for example, the FDA saying we no longer care anymore what the contents of the mRNA shots are. Well, I mean, they don't care about us at all, none whatsoever. In fact, the labs producing the Pfizer shots in Europe, the gray label or the gray cap, as they call it, we have fact witnesses that say there hasn't been any FDA inspections for 2 years. There are zero standards. And if your job was to kill as many people as you could through injectables, would you care what those standards were? Would you care what the contents were so long as they were poisonous? There's polyethylene glycol in these things, admittedly so. That's the base chemicals to antifreeze. And 30-some percent of that is what's in the Pfizer shots alone, half in Moderna. As soon as people understand this, you are being poisoned and you're doing it to yourselves. You know, wake up.
We saw recently in Uruguay that a judge ruled that Pfizer would produce the contents of the vaccines, particularly in relation to the nanotechnology that may be present, which was amazing.
Maybe present. Is present. Lipid nanoparticles.
Of course. But that's what the judge said. And Pfizer didn't produce the data. And so the judge suspended the Pfizer injections immediately for 13-year-olds and under. Now, it should have been the entire country. With the pharma giant refusing to provide you with the contents of their injections, you should immediately kick them out of your country. But anyway,
who exactly is going to do it? Because what I'm saying, there is no law without law enforcement. They have so co-opted the world's governments, militaries. They're all effectively one for now. I'll tell you where there's hope in this, Maria, is watching Vladimir Putin do the exact opposite of what Klaus Schwab wants him to do, right? So while everybody's saber-rattling in Ukraine, he's taken over Astana in Kazakhstan. That was supposed to be the new home for the Bank for International Settlements. I sense that there is a serious crack in their dam right now. And every time you see that, every time you see somebody in a world power not going with the program, that's a win for humanity. We should encourage that.
I agree with that. And what it does is it gives others courage to stand against it, whether it's a psyop, whether it was manufactured. I'm never sure 100% about these things, Todd, because ultimately we don't know.
Does it matter? Does it matter? When we understand what the intention is, does it matter at all?
No. No, it doesn't. I can't deny the fact, you know, maybe I'll quickly explain what I'm talking about here. I can't deny the fact that Ukraine's just announced that they're going to be the world leader in implementing the most advanced digital ID that the world has seen. Well, how did they manage that? They managed it with the tax dollars of the people that have been paying for weapons assistance and additional assistance to Ukraine for a fake war, right? While Zelensky sits there and drinks tea and has biscuits with Ben Affleck. It is the most ridiculous thing I have seen in my life. It's a mockery of and an insult to the intelligence of the people watching. You're going to do a Vogue photo shoot.
That's right.
Trying to look sexy while your country, apparently all these people are dying.
That's right. So here's the good news. You know, God hates hubris. Can you think of anything more, anything other than a Vogue shoot that would demonstrate so much hubris? And it can't stand, right? That's exactly the kind of thing that is going to help the average person on this planet wake up. You know, and when I say the average person, I'm actually talking about people in the industrialized worlds. Now, the Africans, the Indians, they understood this a long time ago. I'm really talking about the people in America and Europe who are still trying to convince themselves that their government is there to help them. No, your government's there to kill you.
It's that simple. It is that simple.
Look it up. Look up the Cairo Accords, 1994. It's a depopulation agenda. 196 countries agreed it. That's not a secret. There's a population division of the United Nations. They don't hide it. There are too many people on this planet. Kissinger wrote his famous paper in 1976. None of this is hidden. You and I aren't spilling the beans here. It's not like they've actually done a really good job of hiding it. People just have to get past that cognitive dissonance and come to understand that it is all there for you to find. You just have to believe your eyes. That's all.
And I think I've spoken recently, Todd, about how I feel like a broken record because I talk about a lot of the same things.
Thank God.
But here's the thing, you know, one way of presenting or one guest, maybe you being on here today will reach someone that previously didn't listen. You just never know. And you have to believe that the seeds that you sow will bear good fruit. You have to believe that. So
I do.
Yes. Back to the Ukraine situation. I want to touch on that really quickly because a lot of people are still divided on the issue. I think that they knew that they were going to use Ukraine for this in advance because of the fact that they knew that Ukraine, they were going to funnel all their money through Ukraine. They were going to use it for digital ID.
They had to. Look, bear this in mind, right? The reason why the United States and other countries have their special secret bioweapons labs there is because Ukraine is not a country for purposes of international law. It's a territory of Russia. That means it was exempt from the bioweapons treaty. You know who else enjoys that? Taiwan. Why do you think there are bioweapons labs in Taiwan? In fact, there's more of them there than there are Ukraine. Why do you think China wants to invade Taiwan? They're worried about what's going to come out of those bioweapons labs as much as anything else. Ukraine was designed to be like a Las Vegas of bioweapons dealers and, you know, human trafficking, money laundering, bioweapons. All of it was happening there because it was exempted from these multilateral treaties. It's a function of international law. So you can tell what it is they're going to do and why they're going to do it just by following their handbook. It's all right there.
Yes. And then Putin was essentially forced into a situation where he had to do something about it. But again, the question is, was he a player? Wasn't he? Is he, you know, playing into it, or is he actually standing up against it? I hope, Todd, I hope that he is legitimately standing up against this, because I would much prefer that way of thinking, his way of thinking, traditional values, protecting religion, protecting, you know, children from pedophilia. Let's start with the basics. How about we don't expose children to pedophiles?
Yes.
These are things that we need to return to.
However, I would warn you this. We saw a week or two ago that the BRICS are now going to make their basket of currencies to make a single market currency. Well, that was exactly the plan for the IMF. In fact, they planned since 1988. Look at the cover of the Economist magazine in 1988, and you'll see that they were rolling out the crypto SDR in 2018. The good news is that didn't actually get launched until March of 2020. The IMF issued a pandemic bond in crypto SDR. My concern is, as you see what it is the BRICS are developing, it sure looks a whole lot like a crypto SDR. And I think the worst thing that can happen is we go to digital money. We will lose all freedoms whatsoever unless we have cash, unless we barter, unless we use mediums of exchange beyond the control of electronics. You don't have to guess that they're going to do this. Look at what Trudeau did. Right? He didn't like what the truckers, you know, said, and those who support him. He turned off their bank accounts and their crypto accounts too, by the way.
I've had a lot of questions about BRICS. Can you just, for the audience, break it down exactly what you're talking about?
Sure. Brazil, India, China, and Russia. Right? These are the countries that were punished during the Obama administration and cut off from the SWIFT system for whatever reasons he didn't particularly like. And they started formulating their own alternate currency system, a means of transferring value across borders, right? Heretofore reserved for the Swiss. The Chinese came up with something called UnionPay. They rolled out their own credit card, their own means of exchange. So now you've got those very same countries who do business together. And when Russia got sanctioned and cut off from the world money supply through the SWIFT system, they simply went to the one they'd already created through UnionPay and what the Chinese set up. They're carrying on business right now. And you know what? It's hurting the rest of the Western world who's sanctioning Russia. So what happens? These guys are getting together and they're making their own base currency that is not tied to the dollar. Russia, in their case, is tied to the price of gold. I think it's 5,000 rubles to the gram of gold. So they're actually taking steps to create a parallel society, a parallel system of governance over the rest of the world, because they were abused and this is what they came up with. And I can't deny them that. You know, I just have the concern that what they're setting up from a financial structure looks a whole lot like what the IMF wanted us to do. Don't forget, the IMF is the banking arm of the Bank for International Settlements, otherwise known as the owners of this world. That's what they use to control countries in a debt model economy. So if we can move away from that, if we can keep our medium of exchange something tangible that we can barter and trade between ourselves without anybody's consent, that's the key to freedom. Without it, we're done.
Absolutely.
I hope that answered the question.
Yes, definitely. If we don't move away from any form of digital currency, we're going to end up with the blockchain model.
That's right.
And this is what they spoke about at this year's World Economic Forum Davos.
Tied to vaccine ID. That's what set off things in Kazakhstan. You know what it was? They had put in the digital vaccine requirement. You couldn't access your money in Kazakhstan without it. And the Kazakhs went nuts. You know, in one firefight in one day, they overthrew their government. I think with the help of Spetsnaz and Vladimir Putin, because he was there the next day. However, that is why they righted. That's why they would take no more. And I think that is the proverbial straw. You know, when you take away somebody's medium of exchange, their ability to pay for goods and services on hand. And we have to be cognizant. We have to understand this. I always preach to people, cash Fridays, cash every day, as much as you possibly can, because without that, there is no freedom.
I was recently watching something on YouTube, and I even spoke to Martin about this, Martin Armstrong. And for anyone who's missed that interview, it's up on redvoicemedia.com. I'm a contributor there. It's also up on zmedia.com. The full version's on Red Voice Media Premium. So the video, Todd, is this man by the name of Gideon. He's apparently a whistleblower. And he goes on to expose the social credit system that they are going to be implementing immediately after the cyber attack event, which they've told us is coming. And once this system is launched, you basically have a cyber attack. Everything shuts down. It comes back up with your nice little social credit score, depending on whether you have obeyed the carbon emissions rules, this, that, the other, and you've got your UBI. How much do you know about the legitimacy of these claims? I mean, Martin says that this is definitely the type of system that he knows they want to set up.
Well, they've been beta testing it in Canada. So they've been going around in different provinces and trading people their assets and debt in return for a universal basic income. This is an IMF initiative. I know precisely what it is you're talking about. And the answer is yes, they want to roll that out. It's the Chinese social credit system. However, in order for them to actually do this, it's going to take complete control, meaning the kind where they have the infrastructure already inside of somebody's body. As Noah Harari says, well, we want to know what's happening inside the body. Right? That's half the world. The other half of the world, according to the IMF, half the world's unbanked. Right? So that's not going to work. That means people are trading goods and services with or without cash. Unless they have more what they call compliance with their vaccine initiatives, it will not work because there will be alternatives. And that's my hope. Right? If we cannot get the shots, if we can avoid that, if we can keep the half of humanity still alive on this planet, we don't have to put up with this, Maria. We can just simply say no.
Absolutely. That's as simple as it is. It's as simple as it always has been. There's a handful at the top of the food chain. But as we progress, you know, I was looking at the Skynet, the military dog. It's not new footage, but it started to resurface on Twitter and people started freaking out about this robot dog that can go and shoot you. And really, you don't need a compliant military when you can just deploy robot dogs to shoot everyone. You know, I mean, this is the world that we live in. But the further along we progress in this, and this is why I'm so harsh on doctors, but hurry up and speak out. The further along we progress, the more freedom you lose, even as a physician, you think, you know, I'm flying under the radar. The more freedom we lose, the more they progress with their technology, the legislations that they're passing. If they pass the digital, because they can't do the cyber shutdown until all the digital ID legislation is passed, right? So there has to be some sort of an acceptance of the digital ID legislation. Otherwise, there'd be just a public uprising, too much civil unrest.
Let me explain something, what you just said. It's really important for your doctors and other people in aviation, in the companies, right, who mandated these shots, who compromised their morals and ethics. They knew better, and they did it anyway. You know what? That's crimes against humanity. Who are the people in charge? Do you really think they're going to protect you? Do you really think they're coming to your rescue? You have committed a capital offense, and now they have every right they want to align you up against the wall and shoot you. So, you know, who's your pal? Get over it. And for those people that have complaints against the doctors, make them. They deserve it. If somebody killed one of your family members in the hospital, make the complaints. Make a record. File a criminal complaint, because one day there's going to be a reckoning. So the answer is, it's all about standing up for ourselves, Maria. And until people do that, we are just pushovers. We are cattle being herded into the packing house.
All righty, we are back. And John, you know, the interesting thing is this. A couple of the points that they were making is right on. For example, eugenicists who said billions must soon die called for the same number of survivors as it engraved on the Georgia Guidestones, vaccine genocide is carried out by the CDC and Big Pharma. And again, you know, I mentioned this many, many times, where I used to sit in their meetings where you would have these people from the World Health Organization, Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood, and they would all be in there and talking about how to depopulate the planet. And they were speaking freely, not knowing who I was. And here, this is an article by Stephen Sanford, and this comes from the All News Pipeline, reporting with a story that CDC officials made that false claim in response to a Freedom of Information Act. The false claim was this. The CDC has claimed that there was no, now listen to this, John, listen to this, no known association between heart inflammation and COVID-19 vaccines. What do you think of that? John, are you still there? Did John fall asleep?
Can you hear me? No, I'm not asleep.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. No, they knew that, Pastor Ernie. It was all lies, the whole thing, the whole COVID-19. On this show here, you brought out the truth, I mean, from the beginning. And they lied. Now, their lies are coming out, right, Pastor Ernie, from their own documents?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you see any type of move to prosecute them?
No, because we don't have a Justice Department.
No, we don't have. Yeah, is there any move? Do you hear on any of the main media being astonished that the vice and all of, well, it was in compliance with the CDC? They were all working. Is there any type of outrage? Is there? No, there isn't. There isn't, Pastor Ernie. It is the whole thing.
So we're all, and the whole idea is the fact that the betrayal of the American people, they own NBC, ABC, CBS, they're owned in lock, stock, and barrel by the Communist Party, by the Antichrist system. They're virtually a part of the Democratic Communist Party, along with the CDC and the FBI now, and the CIA, and all of these are simply cells within the Democratic Communist Collective, are they not?
They are, Pastor Ernie. They're all, as you go up, here's one thing I'd like to add I think is very important. They are. They're all part of it. I don't think everybody that has been a part of this is part of the New World Order. I think the New World Order with Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and George Soros and that, they use these people. They're making a lot of money. So they allow them. They get in there. They make a lot of money, and they do the bidding. But beyond, like, making billions for Pfizer and Moderna and all that, there's the agenda of killing the population off. So you see how it works, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of people working for Pfizer that has no idea where this is going, but the ones manipulating them above them, they know exactly where it's going. They wanted to use this to destroy and weaken and set the foundation for the next event, you know, and get people, all the many people killed that they can here, get them, their immune system compromised, so the next event kills even more. These are diabolically evil. I'm not making this up. I'm just parroting their own writings. what they're planning. So Pfizer, I don't remember which ones now, but they come out and say they knew about the heart problems. They knew about all these.
Was Johnson? Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Johnson and Johnson was the one with the blood clots. They knew about the blood clots.
Yeah.
Here, yeah. Let me read this to you.
Sure.
So while the CDC had claimed no such links were known prior to October 2021, that the ANP story proved numerous such reports were being received across America way before then, with the June story specifically mentioning myocarditis, the heart muscle inflammation in numerous people following the vax, yet the government and the media kept pushing it while people were dying from it. And that article's in the Epic Times.
Yeah, and they also said, oh, these shots are safe for pregnant women, and it comes out they never did any tests on pregnant women.
Yeah.
It was all lies, everything. But where is the outrage, Pastor Ernie?
Well, they did find out that something like 90% or over 90% of women who were pregnant miscarried when they got the poisonous poke.
Yeah, and then babies were dying because they were nursing after the mother who got the death shot, and they were getting the spike proteins and all that. It was killing the baby. Nothing, it goes on and on and on, and the media, the Democrat Party with these policies, I don't know what the Republicans are doing. The only one is like Rand Paul.
Well, no, there's a number of them that are standing.
Now there is.
Yeah, yeah, Ted Cruz is coming forward. Gomer, what's his name? Of course, Jim Jordan from Ohio is leading the charge. And then you've got that.
But look how far it's gone, Pastor.
Yeah. Well,
look how far it's gone.
Yeah, I know.
And all of those experts were there, and you had many on this show. And they testified before Senate and the House, and nothing happened till now. Now they're starting to, a little bit.
Something did happen. Some of those experts ended up at room temperature.
Yeah, that's
anyhow, let me do this real quick, and then we're going to take some calls. Trump shatters all fundraising records after Biden's FBI, that's his fascist bullying insurrectionist raids on Mar-a-Lago. Trump shattered all fundraising records, and so I'm told that money raised more money in the past 24 hours than has ever been raised before. How about that?
Fantastic.
There you go. Now, we'll take some quick calls. Let's go to Jack in San Diego.
Mr. Ernie, I've got some information about why they're hiring 87,000 IRS agents. One of the reasons is the Democrats expect to impose the wealth tax. A lot of people don't know what that is, but basically you'd be paying a tax on your net worth, and the IRS will enforce the collection on that. It's going to be as bad as the income tax, because both the wealth tax and the income tax require self-assessment. In other words, it's up to you to figure out what you owe. And the problem with that is, once you require self-assessment, it turns into a potential criminal act. And that's why they want to arm these people, because, look, a lot of people aren't going to be able to figure out their net worth, no more than they can figure out what their income tax should be.
And we keep hearing from Biden and those in the fake news media how they're going to go after the billionaires. And no, only 23% of the audits that were done are done on the rich, the wealthy. The other 77% are done on middle and low-income people, people that can't afford lawyers.
The original language in the Constitution is there shall be no direct tax on the people, but in 1913 they came up with the 16th Amendment to allow for an income tax.
Yep.
And that's been a disaster. It's actually the dumbest way to collect a tax, because today you have a lot of people that don't comply. They don't even file income tax. You have a lot of people that cheat. The most efficient way to collect a tax, and the easiest, is a sales tax. So you probably know there's a big movement called the Fair Tax Movement.
Yeah, that's
so they want to replace the income tax with the federal sales tax. But well, in any event, just watch out for the wealth tax. That's why I'm hearing they're going to need those extra agents, and it's another potential criminal event.
Yeah, this is Obama's private army. This is that private army he was talking about. All right. Well, thanks there, Jack. Got to move on. Let's go to Pastor Hal. Pastor Hal's in the air.
Yeah, it seems like them Democrats are turning this country into a cesspool faster than you could look, you know, twice at them. It's amazing how they can ruin this country, and so many people stand by and just watch it happen. But I just want to let people know that, you know, if you want to know how to go to heaven, how much time do I have, Pastor?
Oh, no, that's not. We're not ready for that yet.
Okay,
for you're
going to
give the invitation.
So, okay,
just stay right there. We're going to go over to Clifford.
Okay.
Let's go to Clifford. Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. A companion piece to what you just played is on the Sergeant's Reports podcast, episode 348, also with Todd Callender, but a woman named Sasha, who's originally from Russia, that she's working with Team Enigma. She has two drug companies herself that says, among other things, that the FDA, you know, had information 2013, 2015, that these were basically going to kill people and do all this damage. You know, so it's not new. She said, actually, the number one side effect is actually death. Some other thing she said was that Moderna is a shell company. It's really owned by the government, and they had some legitimate people in the company, and they fired all of them and brought in a staff of, like, ghost people. It's not in the slightest bit of a legitimate company. So that's a fascinating but very disturbing information. You know, that's among many things she said. So she really has a lot of pertinent information. Another thing is for the POX, that book I had mentioned previously, Dissolving Illusions by Susan Humphries, has lost remedies. And they said that people that came in from Poland, Italy, and Hungary, those neighborhoods ate a lot of onions and did not, for the most part, get the smallpox because of that. But they also said echinacea was used to treat it effectively, and cinnamon. And I think there was one more I'm not remembering right now. So that's for smallpox. Another thing is a podcast, David Knight Show podcast, the latest episode. I just perused that, but the guy's got a lot of clips. It has a clip with Fauci joking that he cooked up the virus. Yeah, that this is his voice. You know.
Did you hear Fauci came out just yesterday and said, "I am science, Mr. Fauci"? Science is what Fauci is. He's all about. And they're planning on do this whole monkeypox thing, trying to force us back into the masks, and they're going to continue. Fauci said he's planning on he's not going to stop until everybody gets the poisonous jab, the killer jab. So
yeah,
there you go.
Well, one more thing on that. Let me say, she said that, this is the woman Sasha again, she said that only 4,000 children were in the study that they, and they said that Pfizer admits they lost the results to 3,000. Already, they lost all the records that they, you know how they fast-track this for children 6 months to 5 years. That was based only on a group of 4,000, of which 3,000 they admit they have no records. And she's saying, well, let's find these people. Are they even still alive? So that's only 1,000 remaining children that they put this through. that were tested with this kill shot. That so basically they're murdering children.
Absolutely, they're killing children. Yeah. That's the sacrifice they're offering. This is what we've been trying to tell people for a long time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cliff. We got to move on. Randy, you've been trying to say something over there.
Yeah, Germany came out the other day and said that in America, you were talking about children, Cliff, that that 1 in 5,000 children were vaccinated, but that small number is 100,000 children. So that's really kind of scary.
Yeah, well, you're talking about the ones that have died by the vax.
Yeah. 1 in 5,000. And I'm just saying that, like, that's 100, look, still 100,000.
But it's a lot higher than that.
Yeah, oh, we, yeah, no, we know that.
It's a lot higher because but, they report between 1 and 10%. What do you think, John?
Pastor Ernie, what can we believe with them? I mean, everything is a lie.
You're right.
So we have to try and hope to get some independent or someone, you know, with integrity that can garner these statistics and get some truth to it. But you can't believe anything that the government says. It's all lies. Everything coming out of them is lies.
Well, the drug companies too, John, were in on it because we read an article, and this has been somewhere back in, you know, in COVID time, where they talked about on children how they had lost it from, I don't know whether it was it was one of the big four. It was either Moderna or Pfizer, you know, one of those drug companies where they had lost all the data on kids. So this is, you know, like MO, standard, you know.
How do you lose the data? Come on.
And especially when you're doing a study on something. You know what I mean? It's like, well, so then what did you do? You did nothing.
All right, here's an article here that just came out. And in this article, it says that recently the Zogby strategies, that the Zogby poll conducted a survey revealing that upwards of 15% of all American adults who got, they call it vaccinated, for the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, now suffer from at least one serious health condition. A commission by Children's Health Defense, the survey aimed to assist the attitudes and overall health of American adults, many of whom fell for the Operation Warp Speed scam and are now paying a very serious price for it. Of those who participated in the survey, 67% indicated they had received one or more doses of the injection, while the remaining 33% said no experimental drugs from the government, said no to experimental drugs from the government. Of the vaccinated group, 6% took just one dose, 28% took two doses, 21% received three doses, and the remaining 12% took four doses or more of injections. In all, 15% of the fully jabbed group have since been diagnosed by medical professionals as having new serious health conditions that were not present prior to the shots. There you go. All right, let's go to Rose. Rose, you're in the air.
Oh, hi, Pastor Ernie. You all are you're truly an American treasure. I have a biblical question, and I honestly would only trust your answer. It's regarding Alzheimer's. And my mother has always been a God-fearing woman, just, you know, very strong in her faith all my life. That's, you know, my very strong prayer, just prayed about everything. And she just was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And she still prays at night, but some nights she forgets. And it's like she doesn't really, you know, she remembers, you know, Jesus, but sometimes, you know, she doesn't know how to do her nightly prayer. And I know my mom's going to heaven, you know, but I just want to confirm, if someone forgets, you know, with Alzheimer's, who's been, you know, believed in Jesus all their life and lived her life, you know, in Jesus' footsteps, with her not remembering her faith now that she has Alzheimer's, would that affect her going to heaven?
Not at all. Once you're saved, you're always saved. You cannot lose your salvation. The Bible is very, very clear. It tells you your salvation is kept by God in heaven. You see, if you could lose your salvation, you would lose your salvation because all it would take would be a sin. But once you're saved, and you know, it's another thing too. People often ask me why bad things happen to good people. Well, sometimes these things happen to good people like your mother to give you and me an opportunity to show mercy by taking care of these people. And so, you know, God's working everywhere at once. And so,
very true.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. Don't worry about that at all.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. You are my pastor, and I just truly believe everything you say, and you are absolutely a servant of God, and we are just blessed to have you and all your team.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words, Rose. Do you believe me more than John McTurnan? No. Rose is, you hung her up too quick. She's gone too quick. There you go. What do you think of that, John? Rose, God bless you. Thank you. Those are very kind words. But there you go. Was I right about that, Big John?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie. Sure, absolutely.
All right, there you go. All right, how much time do we have left there? All right, listen. We're going to do something for Hal. We're going to that other guy that's on there right now, is he one that we can trust, or is he one do you think is going to know? Okay. See, we have to be very careful because there's some people that have called in the past, and they keep all they want to do is get on the air and cuss, I swear, and get some profanity, and we don't allow them. Now, sometimes when we're doing a program, they get a lot of them start calling and trying to shut us down, trying to tie up the phone line, especially during Pledge Week. But so with that, we're just going to go, and we're going to give Pastor Hal a lot of time to give an invitation to tell us how to get to heaven and avoid hell. And so, caller that's on there, that fellow who said that LeBron James was his savior, Lord and Savior, you better listen very carefully, because it won't be LeBron James that you're standing before on that day of judgment. So, Hal, give an invitation, and John, you listen carefully and tell me if he does a good job.
Okay. First of all, I want to say that I heard the other day on the news that Fauci was at a ball game where they let him throw the ball out onto the field and the whole place booed. I guess from one end of the field to the other, all he got back was booze. So that did my soul good to hear that. But anyway, it's only because, you know, these demons, and that's what they are, demon-possessed Democrats, Satan worshipers and everything else, they're turning this country into a moral cesspool. And the communists found out years ago, to overthrow a country, it's always easier if you overthrow them morally. When they become an immoral people, they become far easier to overthrow than anything else. And that's what they've let happen in America, from kicking the God out of school and prayer and everything else and everything they've done. And we just sat back and was enamored by the entertainment industry while we let them kick our God out of everything our kids needed and we needed as families. So in a sense, we're bringing this upon ourselves. But the Bible says, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. There's hope for America if there's repentance on an individual and a national level. And repentance is simply this. You go to God and you admit to God he knows something already anyway. And without Jesus Christ in your heart as your Savior, we're all lost and on our road to hell. It's that simple. You know, God said there's a penalty for sin. Sin has to be paid for, and there's no getting around it. And the only way we can pay for our sins is by paying for our sins for eternity, because we're eternal creatures. We're spiritual creatures. And either we're going to go to heaven or hell for eternity. Now, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but ever have everlasting life." Now, that word believe doesn't mean just a head knowledge. That means that you put your trust in, your faith in, to be your Lord and Savior, and to pay that payment on the cross, Calvary's cross, for your sins and mine. And that's why Jesus went to that cross. John, when Jesus died on that cross and shed his blood, God was allowing him to pay the payment on that cross for every sin you and I have ever done. Every sin. That means when you go by faith to Jesus and ask him to come into your heart as your Lord and Savior, he comes in because he wants to save you more than you could even want to be saved. But the Bible says salvation's a free gift. You can't earn it. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It feeds man's pride to make him think that he can work his way to heaven, walking around there someday, patting himself on the back and saying, I got here because I was such a good Methodist or Catholic or helped old ladies cross the street or gave money to the church. But that's not the way it works. Now, what, if you could quit sinning right now and never sin again to the day you die, just the sin you've already done would be enough to keep you out of heaven. But when you come to Jesus Christ, you could be the worst sinner in the world or hardly any sinner at all. God's blood will wash away every sin. He says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So it's the blood of Jesus that will wash away every sin you've ever done and the penalty for sin. When you, by faith, simple childlike faith, will come to Jesus and ask him to save you. And like I said, God loves you, but he hates your sins. And only you can come to Christ and get saved, ask Jesus to come into your heart. Revelation 3:20 said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. So right now, while I'm talking to everyone out there that hears my voice, Jesus Christ is knocking at the door of your heart, and he's asking you if you will let him come in and be your Savior, your Lord and Savior. John 1:14, it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. So Jesus is the only way to heaven. It's not the Pope. It's not Mary. It's not Peter, Paul. It's not your church membership. I was a Lutheran for 17 years of my life and lost him on my road to hell. There's people that are out there right now listening that are Catholics and Methodists, and you think your church membership is what makes you a Christian, but it's not. The Bible says, except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God, John 3:3. You have to be born spiritually into God's family, and that happens when you come to Jesus and you ask him to come into your heart as your Savior. Right then and there, God's Holy Spirit comes into your soul and merges you into the body of Christ, makes you one with Jesus. So if you would like to do that, if you would like to have eternal life, take God's promise at it. Believe what God says, not what your church leaders say, not what your denomination tells you. Believe what Jesus says. He ought to be the one that knows. So let's pray this prayer and let God make a record of what you do with Jesus, his son, right now tonight. Dear God, pray with me. Dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I here and now ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save my soul from hell, believing he died on the cross and shed his blood for me. Now, if you prayed that prayer and you meant it, that means Jesus Christ came into your heart because he cannot lie. If he makes you a promise, he's got to keep it. And once he comes in your heart, he comes in there to stay. That's why he said in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. So according to God's promise and according to your prayer, if it was sincere, if you drop dead right now tonight or 50 years from now, your soul will go be with Jesus because he's the one that got you there. He's the one that paid the price for you to get you there. There won't be no backslapping in heaven, people walking around saying, I got here because I was
so. And you can take all of that to the bank, every word. We're out of time. How did he do, John?
Excellent.
All righty. Until tomorrow, we want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, always,
always
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
First Franklin Financial is now open in Millington, offering fixed-rate personal loans up to $15,000 with payment plans to fit any budget. Our same-day approval makes it easy to get your money fast. So the next time you need a personal loan, we're located on Wilkinsville Road in Millington. Or visit us at 1ffc.com. All loan terms and APRs depend on meeting our underwriting and income criteria and may require collateral. Same-day approval and funding requires all requested documents by noon. First Franklin Financial Corporation, NMLS 141654. Georgia Residential Mortgage Licensee 56556. Not available in North Carolina.